drug, which rendered its users incredibly suggestible. They wanted to use it as an anti-personnel weapon to totally disorientate the enemy using fear and stimulus, but they shut it down and hid it away in 1986.
Because of what it did to the subjects they tested.
And what they did to others. Long exposure drove them insane. Made them more uncontrollably aggressive.
So someone's been doing it again? Carrying on the experiments?
Attempting to refine it, perhaps, for the last 20 years.
Who?
Those names mean anything to you?
No, not a thing.
Five principal scientists. 20 years ago. They're my friends. Somewhere in the back of the picture. Someone who was old enough to be there at the time of the experiments in 1986. Maybe somebody who says cell phone because of time spent in America. You remember, John?
Mm-hmm. Here's my cell number.
Gave us his number in case we needed him.
Oh, my God, Bob Franklin. Well, Bob doesn't even work on. I mean, he's a virologist. This was chemical warfare.
That's where he started, then. And he's never lost the certainty, the obsession that that drug really could work. Nice of him to give us his number.
Let's arrange a little meeting.